This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Day two of the impeachment inquiry hearing into U.S. President Donald Trump gets underway next hour here in Washington. Once again, it'll be an open session before the House Intelligence Committee. The witness, former American ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Marie Yovanovitch had worked for the State Department for more than 30 years, well-respected, but labeled bad news by President Trump and pushed out of her job in April. While she won't have much to say about allegations, President Trump pressured the president of Ukraine to get political dirt on Trump rivals. Her ouster was one of the reasons a whistleblower came forward. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says two other diplomats this week affirmed a pressure campaign.
Corroborated evidence of bribery uncovered in the inquiry and that the president abused power.
President Trump at a Louisiana rally says,
"The people of this country aren't buying it. You see it because we're going up and they're going down."
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
There is continuing shock after a mass shooting at a high school outside Los Angeles. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
It happened on the quad at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita.
Multiple shots fired, possibly people down.
L.A. County Sheriff's Captain Kent Wegener says they got a look at the surveillance video, which shows the gunman
withdraw a handgun from his backpack, shoot and wound five people, and then shoot himself in the head.
Students initially thought the gunshots were popped balloons or musical instruments.
I see people running and the campus supervisor screaming for everybody to get out.
L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger says there are a lot of questions.
Many people are asking why. That will come with time, but right now, our focus is on supporting the community.
This all happened on the gunman's 16th birthday. I'm Ed Donahue.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.